Hello everybody and welcome to the podcast Wspólny Świat, Wszystko co najważniejsze. Today is joining us from Democratic Republic of Congo, Tom Pierre-Costa, spokesman for the Norwegian Refugee Council in West and Central Africa. Hello Tom, and thank you for being with us.
Hello, my pleasure.
So we want to get into the situations in DRC. There is a new Norwegian Refugee Council report that was just released that is indicating that Democratic Republic of Congo is the world's most neglected displacement country. Can you dig into that? What do you mean by the world's most neglected country?
Every year, the Norwegian Refugee Council do a list of all the most neglected humanitarian crises in the world based on three criteria. The first one being the political engagement. How many politicians, how many leaders in the world are trying to solve the situation somewhere? The second indicator is the funding situation, how much the humanitarian crises are funded. And the third indicator is the media coverage. And basically, with all of the three indicators, we set up this list of the most neglected crises, the crises that don't attract neither media coverage, political attention, or funding. And this year, DR Congo is topping the list, followed closely by Burkina Faso and Cameroon. And all the countries of the list this year are in Africa, and this is the first time.
Okay, so when it comes to Democratic Republic of Congo, you mentioned about media coverage, for instance. Why is that? Like, based on your experience, why Democratic Republic of Congo is getting so little attention?
Because it's far and because it's never ending. Basically, there is an expression we use in French. It's mort kilomètre, which means when the dead people are far from your country, you give it less attention. Basically, DR Congo, the crisis, triggers massive displacement, but these displaced people either stay in Congo or go to the neighboring countries. They don't come and knock at the doors of Europe, for example. And this is one of the reasons why the leaders, the political leaders, don't really pay attention to it, because there's no interest for them. There is no threat. The second reason is because it's a protracted conflict. It's been decades. For decades, civilians have been victims of relentless violence from armed groups. And that's why the media and the donor governments experience fatigue, which is understandable.
And when it comes to, because we are talking about displacement mostly today, what are the main reasons? Because when you mentioned protracted conflict and protracted situation that is going on for many years, what are the main drivers of these current situations in DRC that are leading to this displacement?
In the northeast of the countries, three provinces, mainly South Kivu, North Kivu, and Ituri, have been plagued for decades by intercommunal conflict and conflict over lands. Ethnic groups are fighting each other over land control. And because of this, you have more than 100 armed groups attacking civilians in their villages, in the cities, and even in displacement camps. Every week, I receive reports from my colleagues on the ground, reports that I'm tired to receive about dozens of people killed in displacement camp at the very place where they were supposed to receive shelter and protection. So this is the situation. We have millions of people displaced in the country, and one people in three in Congo is hungry, which represents 30 million people. Despite this situation, very little media coverage, very low funding, very few political attention.
We have right now in Europe, we are talking about food situation, we're talking about internal displacement, and we of course talk about media coverage for all these issues. We know that Pope Francis is going to visit both Democratic Republic of Congo and Sudan, South Sudan. Do you think that this kind of initiatives may help in a way with this kind of attention and media coverage to the situation?
Hopefully, every opportunity is good to shed light on the situation. I sincerely hope the Pope will address this situation and shed light on the crisis right now. obviously the Pope has a great visibility worldwide. So it's a good opportunity in DRC and everywhere he goes to raise awareness about the crisis. And it goes beyond religion. It's about humanity at some point, because it takes monsters to kill women, children, men, innocent people. But watching monster killing them day after day and do nothing is not being a monster, is being inhuman as well.
Right now we observe the situation in North Kivu, because also Uganda stated last week that it's getting overwhelmed with the number of refugees that are coming to the country. There are over 40,000 in the last month, 500 people every day. What is the tendency and the projections for this current conflict? Do you see that the number of refugees and displaced people will getting lower, the situation is getting stabilized, or on the other hand, it's getting out of hand and we can see the more forced migration from DRC in the coming days?
What happens right now in North Kivu is just another episode, another example of the crisis in Congo. It's an emergency on top of the current emergency. In the last 10 days, due to large scale fighting between an armored group called M23 and the government forces of Congo, we have more than 80,000 people displaced. Some of them are walking towards Goma, the capital of the area. Some of them are going towards Uganda. And for dozens of thousands who are close to Uganda, we humanitarians don't even have the possibility to reach them because of the insecurity. We don't have access. Most of these families have nothing. They just run away during the night. They grab what they could grab, but they don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have a shelter. We already have cases of diarrhea and dehydration among children. So, as I said, it's another example, but this is the daily reality for millions of Congolese in the country. And despite the situation, we haven't even received 10% of the money needed to answer to the needs in Congo.
Just to dig in on that, because as I mentioned earlier, right now in Europe, food crisis and situations around Ukraine is one of the biggest problems. And many times when you discuss, for example, food insecurity or war in Ukraine, we also mention how this jeopardized the help in other areas. For example, in DRC, did the conflict in Ukraine and also in the other parts of the world, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, all those international crises led to the situations where there is little or no help at all to the people in DRC?
Yeah, the Ukraine crisis is having a huge impact on African crisis. The main difference being Ukraine crisis gets its humanitarian appeal fully funded. The one in Africa, no. But despite that, the food prices are soaring. The fuel price is soaring as well, the fuel that allow us to reach people. So in many areas, humanitarian operation costs more, so we can do less. And to come back to the food, this is an area, West and Central Africa, where right now more than 60 million people are hungry. This is equal to the population of France. If France today was hungry, if everyone in France was hungry, I can assure you it would make the global headlines. But because it's in Africa, it doesn't. And this is mainly exacerbated by the food prices and the wheat prices because of the war in Ukraine, indeed.
Thank you, Tom, for this conversation. We will look further on the situation on DRC. We are joined today by Tom Piracosta, spokesman from the Norwegian Refugee Council, right now in Kinshasa in DRC. Thank you for your work and good luck on the ground.
Thank you.